The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
Oh, let the sun beat down upon my face. Stars fill my dream. I'm a traveler of both time and space. To be where I have been. Sit with elders.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of Boating with Wolf Marine and Tetzloff Yacht Sales. We are a boating show that we talk about boats and marinas and having a good, safe time on the water. My name is John Tetzloff with Tetzloff Yacht Sales. Our website is tetzloffyachtsales.com. And, you know, I don't think I've ever spelled my name. I'm going to spell it today. T-E-T-Z-L-A-F-F. It's not the most common name, but that's what it is, TetzloffYachtSales.com. Our cell phone is 651-214-9463. We are located at 575 Main Street North, right in downtown, beautiful downtown Stillwater. And on my starboard side is...
I am Eric Wolf. I am the co-owner of Wolf Marine. We are a 60-year family-run and operated business. We are a marina on the St. Croix River. We have slips ranging in size from 16 to 50 foot. Means we can accommodate most everybody. We are located 1 mile north of that beautiful downtown Stillwater at the intersection of Highway 95 and 96. You can reach us at area code 651-439-2341. Check us out on the web at wolfmarine.net. Give us an email, info@wolfmarine.net. And at this time, I'd like to introduce our special guest. He is the owner, founder, operator, I think he does it all, of Maritronics. Dan Chalene. Welcome aboard, Dan.
Thank you, Eric, John. Hi, everyone. Good to be here.
And we wanted to start the show off today. We've had a tragedy here recently. Dan has had a tragedy here recently, and I think he wanted to honor his daughter on this and maybe explain a little bit about his daughter. So, Dan, I'll let you take it from here.
On October 9th, I had terrible news that no parent wants to hear, that my daughter was involved in a fatal car accident. So I've been reeling from that, and I'm getting back on my feet, and Maritronics is too, but I didn't want to go another moment without mentioning Marina Chalene, beautiful girl. She was working as an emergency medical technician, and God bless the memory of Marina Chalene.
Yeah, and... It was very publicized. It was, from what I understand, the procession and the things that followed the funeral and that was quite amazing. It sounds like it was quite an honor the way it was done.
Yes, over 1,000 attendees. The emergency medical community had a tremendous honor with many, many people from three states, dozens and dozens of emergency vehicles, and a very touching tribute.
Yeah, and I don't know how, as a parent myself, I don't know how that anybody could ever deal with losing a child.
I want to thank all the folks that have sent cards and supported me through this. Many people in the marine industry, thank you.
The one thing that we always say on this show is that the river creates memories that last a lifetime. And you'll always have those with you and with your precious daughter, Marina. And we are thankful for that. If you could, Dan, could you tell us more about Maritronics and about how you serve boaters? We know that you do work on the Mississippi River, the St. Croix, Lake Superior, and Lake Minnetonka. You provide dockside electronic service offering repair and sales and installation of autopilots, VHF marine radios, radar, GPS stereo speakers, all that kind of stuff, chargers, intercoms, inverters, and all types of antennas. So if you would, just tell us more about your service and the type of business you provide.
I always used to be ashamed of the cottage industry, and but it's actually worked. There's nothing to be ashamed of, and it's a mobile business because sometimes customers come to me with small boats on trailers, but for the most part, I go to where the boats are. I'm on the docks. I'm running up and down St. Croix River, Mississippi River, and bringing my tools and my expertise to your boat, your dock.
Well, you know, I've been, I sell boats all over kind of the five-state area, and sometimes I'll get off a dock, and I think up in Bayfield,
yep.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but all of a sudden I see your van there, and I don't know if you've noticed, I always try to leave a card on your windshield.
Yes, I have seen those cards, John.
yeah, it's pretty funny.
I was
wondering
how you track me down.
Yeah, well, I am. I'm just keeping an eye on you. But
yeah, but you're also not limited just to the Minnesota-Wisconsin area. You also travel. I think we had talked earlier before we aired the show here, or before we came into the booth here, that you actually do some work even in warmer climate.
That's right. Maritronic South has opened now a few years back, and we serve customers in the Fort Myers, Cape Coral area and southwest Florida. And so I have my work van down there in the months of January through April 15th. And it's great. I think many of you listening may come to Florida. I'm not even surprised anymore when I see Minnesota and Wisconsin people in Florida. So if you're down there and need some marine electronics, give me a call. Same cell phone number, 651-303-2928. All year long, same number.
You know, kind of describe, you know, what you do exactly. I mean, there's so many different electronic components that can go on boats. And as I've mentioned in previous shows, boats in itself are such a complicated item compared to, say, a house and a car. You can even combine a house and a car, and I still think a boat is more of a complex item than either one of those items. And then you throw on these electronics, and that's a whole new, great, complex item or items in itself, such as radar, GPS, chart plotters, fish finders, the new VHFs that are out there, sounders, autopilot, even the TV sound systems and all that. What do you see as the big thing that you're putting in on the river here?
Yeah, you know, an exciting new development is AIS. It stands for Automated Identification System. And with the equipment, you can see the other AIS-equipped vessels, where they are, in relation to you. It calculates when you'll be encountering them, when that happens, how close it'll be. And all the commercial boats are mandated to have it. So barges on the Mississippi, which are pushed by the towboats, the pilots call them tows, they have it. So you'll know when you're going to meet that towboat. The excursion boats on the St. Croix. I've heard from many of my customers that they'll notice a vessel, an AIS-equipped vessel, and after noticing it several days, they'll see it, and they'll see the person, and they'll strike up a conversation. Mm. And likewise, that person had seen their vessel. It's two-way, and so now there's AIS friends.
It's kind of a social boating event, I yeah. guess. But I have dealt very little with that. At one time I was a professional captain. I like to consider myself still a professional captain. But I have dealt very little with it. But what a helpful tool. I mean, people think of it, you know, why would I need this? All right, now you can see every boat that's out there, like you had mentioned, the commercial tows, coming to a lock. I know how far away that boat is from entering that lock, how fast I have to go to beat him to get to the lock, where he's gone, the directions. It's a very helpful tool.
Right. Absolutely.
How do you see that, then? Explain that to the audience.
Yep. Okay, so imagine, we call them multifunction displays. So think of a color TV that's waterproof and on your dashboard. And on that screen, you see the map of the St. Croix River, Mississippi. You see the riverbanks. You see the bridges. You see the islands. You see wing dams. You see buoys. Mm. And it shows your position on there, similar to the GPS in a car. And the great thing is that it knows how deep the water is, and so you can be assured you know where you are. Unlike a paper chart, you think you know where you are, but you're not. You could make a mistake and not be where you think you are on the paper chart, but this shows you because it has GPS, and it knows how deep the water is. And there's something called safety contour that all the brands offer. And, for instance, I like to make the water that is 6 feet or deeper white, and the water that's 3 feet or less a dark blue, and water that's 3 feet to 6 feet light blue. Now all we got to do is drive the boat in such a way as we stay on the white water. And that's something that's kind of like forward-looking sonar, which is something we could talk about. But really, this works even better because it shows that whole river ahead of you and all those shallow areas and where you should stay away from.
So on an MDS, I just called the multi-display screen. Is that what they are, MDS?
Multi-function display.
Dang it. I tried. Anyway, so a lot of the systems now, like back in the old days, you had a GPS, you had a radar, you had a depth finder, all separated out. Are you saying now that a lot of these can be in one big screen?
That's right, because they found that you just end up having so many screens all over the place, and the boat dashboard is probably not big enough. And besides, why have so many screens? If you do have a large dash, you can have multiple multifunction displays. But the point is you can be flexible. Like if it's a pleasant day, they could all be maps, or maybe you're fishing, it could be sonar. Maybe the weather has turned really bad, one needs to be radar, and the other one needs to be chart. Chart and map and GPS, those are all names for the same thing. Sorry. You can instantly change how it looks as the conditions change.
All right. It's extremely interesting to me. And like I said, I have had very limited experience with this. It's something that I should probably look into a little bit more. Now, are there different grades of these machines? I mean, is there, you know, better end models, cheaper models? Are they available and affordable to most everybody?
Yeah. Well, you know, if listeners out there that are really on a budget, maybe you just have a little fishing boat, you might have an iPad. There's a app called the Navionics app, and I think it costs $35, and that turns that little iPad into just what I've been talking about, a little chart plotter. And you can do all the things I mentioned, not the radar and the sonar, but it would do the GPS chart plotting and the safety contour
and
that I was measuring.
It would also give you the depth of the water that
yes,
you're in and all that. What a handy
that's
tool.
That's crazy.
It is.
Yeah. In fact, I have it on my iPhone. And so I've been up in Voyageurs National Park in a small boat, and I was worried about boulders and rocks under the surface. So,
yeah.
And it worked. And
that's, that's nothing less than amazing. So. And I think we're coming up to the end of the first half of a great show. My name is John Tetzloff with Tetzloff Yacht Sales, tetzloffyachtsales.com, 651-214-9463, 575 Main Street North. We're looking for boats to get listed. And on my starboard side,
I am Eric Wolf. I am the co-owner of Wolf Marine. We are located 1 mile north of downtown Stillwater at the intersection of Highway 95 and 96, just one short mile north of the Stillwater Bridge by water. We are on the St. Croix River. I can be reached at 651-439-2341. Wolfmarine.net is our webpage. So join us there and get the information of what we have to offer at our marina. And I guess I have to say that we'll be back here with more Dan Chalene and Maritronics. John and I will stay here and we'll be right back.
Sounds good to me.
Convenient location and protected bay. Shouldn't that be where you harbor your boat? If so, dock your boat at Wolf Marine in Stillwater. Hello, this is Eric Wolf. After all, why have a boat if you can't get out onto the water and enjoy it? My grandparents, along with my father, established this marina at the intersection of Highway 95 and 96, just a mile north of Stillwater in 1957. By being just north of downtown, you avoid heavy traffic that keeps you from getting out onto the water. And in our protected bay, we have hundreds of slips ranging in size from 16 to 50 feet, so we can accommodate a variety of boats. Not sure if this is the best place to keep your boat? Come see me. I can answer your questions so you can decide the best place to dock your boat. And because Wolf Marine is a three-generation family-owned marina, you can count on consistency from year to year. Talk to me and get out on the water faster at Wolf Marine.
Hello, this is John Tetzloff of Tetzloff Yacht Sales. Everything might be frozen right now, but if you are already thinking of getting out on the water in your new boat, now is the time to talk to me. Whether you're looking at a houseboat, cruiser, motor yacht, or something else. And with the largest selection of boats in the area, not only do we have boats in Stillwater, but we also broker boats up and down the St. Croix, the Mississippi, Lake Minnetonka, all over North America, and even overseas. I will help you find the best boat for you, and because my name is the name on the sign, I will work hard for you before and after the sale. To enjoy the water this summer, come visit TetzloffYachtSales.com.
Welcome back to Boating with Wolf Marine and Tetzloff Yacht Sales. I am Eric Wolf. I am the co-owner of Wolf Marine. We are a marina on the St. Croix River offering slips to boaters from slip sizes from 16 to 50 foot. If you have a boat looking for a place to keep it on the St. Croix, we are the place. Give us a call, 651-439-2341. And over to my port side, I have,
as usual, John Tetzloff with Tetzloff Yacht Sales, TetzloffYachtSales.com. Cell phone, actually the number to contact us is 651-214-9463. We're at 575 Main Street North, right downtown Stillwater, right next to the bike path. And Eric was talking about slips, and pretty soon even Culligan won't be able to soften up the water in the marina. It's going to be real hard.
It's hard already, yes.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, there's a lot of ice out there.
Okay, all right.
And again, we're back here with Dan Schlein, the founder and owner of Meritronics. We have been talking about some of the technical parts of it. The AIS systems was kind of the main one. But other than the technical stuff, you also do a lot of stuff for entertaining, TVs, radios, that type of thing?
That's right, Eric. You know, there's great sound systems now that could be as simple as two speakers, AM, FM, radio. Almost always people want a earphone jack or better yet, Bluetooth in order to link it to your iPod or your iPhone or your Android because everybody's has music on there that they want to hear. Satellite radio, maybe people want more fancy, more speakers, subwoofer amplifiers. Larger boat might have many different listening areas, like the salon, the aft deck, the flybridge, staterooms, and we could control the volume in each of those zones. So, somebody wants to read a book and be quiet in the stateroom, they can. And so there's all kinds of sophistication that we can do.
And I think I have to believe that one of the more popular things that are it's coming up in the entertaining on the boat is the satellite tracking TV.
Yes. I have a company called KVH, and they make in-motion satellite television, and it's also for RVs. And anyway, you can watch DirecTV or Dish Network if you're a subscriber. And it works everywhere except briefly underneath the bridge. If you
stay away from the bridges.
Yeah.
So not only in boats, but also what we call land yachts. I suppose the RV business, you have installed a few of them.
Yep, and I hear that they're on ice fishing houses too.
Oh. Yeah. So you had mentioned the other systems, but you know, here on the river, what do you – I mean, besides that, the IVS, is that what you called it?
AIS.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It takes me a couple of days to get that stuff into my head, and I'll still get it wrong. But anyway, what do you see common here? I mean, radar, GPS.
Yeah, so back to the navigational stuff. And by navigation, what we mean is so that you can not run into shallow water, so that you can be aware of other boats around you and not collide with them, so you can communicate with other boats to talk about how you're going to lock through. Examples, when you're in a fog or it's very poor visibility and you don't want to collide with another boat, because the GPS will show you where you are on the river, and it will show you where the wing dams are and where the buoys are, so that's good, where the deep water is, but it doesn't show you where the other boats are. And the AIS would show you where AIS-equipped vessels are, but the radar would show you where anything at all that can reflect back.
Land, buoys, other boats.
Yep. Big floating logs. That's right.
I've had some experience with the radar systems, but some of the ironic and kind of funny things on the St. Croix here in the dead of night, I would see this big blob on the radar, and of course it would be right in front of me. Of course I'd turn, and that blob would still be there. Well, here at night, there are huge flocks of ducks or geese that are on the river, and they were actually reflecting the radar beam. And you would actually see these big blobs in front of you, and they were ducks.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Sometimes you want to see birds, because if you're fishing in maybe the Gulf of Mexico, they are near the bait fish, and you go towards the birds.
Yeah.
And then it can even see rain. Like, let's say you suspect that you'd go out to a much longer range and you suspect that a storm cell is going to skirt you. You could kind of track that and see the rain. It looks like speckle on the screen. Then, on the other hand, if you're in the rain and you don't want to see that, there's a filter called the rain filter that gets rid of unwanted echoes caused by rain.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And I'll do another quick story that I haven't had vast experience with radar. I have had a little bit, but I was on a delivery one time, and we hit some fog, and literally I could not see the front of the boat. It was about a 100-foot boat, somewhere in there. Could not see the front end of the boat from the pilot house, and I said, hey, I'm done. I'm putting this thing, I'm going to nose it on the shore. We'll just sit there. And one of the guys that has some experience with running by radar, he jumped in the captain's chair there, and he ran that thing. He never took his eyes off the radar. Never looked forward. He looked straight at the radar and never looked forward. And boy, I tell you what, he has some big ones there, because I was not doing that at all. I don't like, if I can't see it in front of me, I'm not going. But I was taken back by what a great job he did doing that. But it was over and above my abilities, so I'm glad I let somebody else step in my shoes there and take over from there.
That's kind of like them pilots that can only fly on instruments.
It's the same thing, right. Except you're on water. And
When I'm out there showing the many boats that I have for sale, and some of them do have some extensive electronics or they don't, and folks are always asking me, why do I need, and you went over some of it, why do I need any of this, say radar? And my response is, well, do you do that, daytime or nighttime boating? I said, especially if you do nighttime boating, like you just mentioned, you're going to see the other boats. You're going to see a lot of things that you can't see, and you'll be able to have a whole nother experience of boating, and that would be nighttime boating. A lot of times, they're going to tell me, well, we don't boat at night, but pretty soon, after I sell them the boat and it has it, they're boating at night because it's so easy.
Yeah, it makes things much safer, and when things are safe, you enjoy it much more.
And we haven't talked about sonar yet, but sonar is kind of like underwater radar. It allows you to view the shape of that underwater riverbank and see the shape of the river bottom, fish, logs, wing dams, boulders.
Yeah, I think that's great. And you mentioned all this equipment and how they're used. Now, what about training, education, and things like that?
Oh, that's right. I can do that. Let's say you've just bought a boat and you just want me to show you how to do that. I can definitely help you with that. I work by the hour, And I guess I should just mention, if you've just tuned in, this is Dan Shaleen. My company is called Meritronics. And I'm in Stillwater, Minnesota. I work out of my home. I'm a mobile business, have two service vehicles, but located right next to Wolf Marina. And my phone number is 651-303-2928. And my email address is dan@maritronics.net. So dan@maritronics.net. And that's also my website, so check it out.
And you mentioned right by Wolf Marina, you're right by Tetzloff Yacht Sales, too. You're not too far away from there. So you're looking at three fantastic marine businesses within a mile of each other. You have all your needs taken care of right
Absolutely,
there.
Absolutely, yeah. Just it's kind of like the one-stop shop there. You know, you get your boat, you buy your boat, you have a place to keep it, and you've got someone to put all the electronics in it.
And I would just like to say, too, that there's so many great marinas and service people on the St. Croix and the Mississippi, and I am not a boat mechanic. I don't do fiberglass. I don't fix engines, even though engines have electronics. I would refer you to one of the many marinas around, including. But anyway, if it is something like electronics that we've been discussing, I would love to talk with you.
Yeah, I'm sure you get that question all the time. While you're here, go ahead and tune up my engine. Yeah. Anyway, you know what? We're coming to the end. This went by way too fast again, as usual, with our great guest. My name's John Tetzloff with Tetzloff Yacht Sales, tetzloffyachtsales.com, 651-214-9463.
And I'm Eric Wolf. I am the co-owner of Wolf Marine. We are a marina on the St. Croix River. You can reach us at area code 651-439-2341. Check us out on the web at wolfmarine.net. Give us an email, info@wolfmarine.net. And I would sure like to thank Dan. He has been a great guest. I've learned a lot from him. So thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Eric.
And it looks like we're coming to the end here.
Any of the information you missed today, give us a call here at the radio station. We'll be able to put you in touch with any of these three guys.
Yeah, and we'll be stay tuned for next week. We should have another good show.
And one more mention of your daughter, Marina, that passed a little while ago. We really feel bad about that. Thank you.
I want to thank all the folks that have sent cards and supported me through this. Many people in the marine industry. Thank you.
Thank you.
And as we wrap up the show for this week, we want to make sure you get the important contact information for our guest and our two hosts. If you want to reach Wolf Marine, Eric Wolf at Wolf Marine, you can contact him at 651-439-2341. Again, that's 651-439-2341. And if you want to reach his radio partner, you can call John Tetzloff at Tetzloff Yacht Sales, 651-214-9463. Again, 651-214-9463. And their guest today, Dan at Meritronics, he can be contacted by calling 651-430-3890. Again, 651-430-3890, or his cell. Reach him on his cell at 651-303-2928. And we're always looking for show topics and show guests. If you have an idea for a show, if you have a topic, a guest, or something you'd like the guys to address or talk about, give us a call here at the radio station, 651-275-1220, and we will pass that information along to the guys at Tetzloff Yacht Sales and at Wolf Marine. And again, thank you for listening this week. We will be back again next week with another show. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you next week.